This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of today's show here this Friday, February 20th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. During the quizzing history lesson today with Pastor Chatfield, my unread messages in my phone, based on all the responses that you guys gave, ended up with 111 unread text messages. Tim, Rowan, Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, Bob down in Hillsdale, John in Petoskey, Cliff Tolini in Onaway, Becky, new listener I just found out about, retired police officer for the Indianapolis Police down in Indianapolis, Indiana, Becky, Brett Gooding, Chris in St. Ignace, Patriot Pat, Jim Proctor, listening in this morning as well, Officer Rick, police officer down in Livingston County, and George in Sheboygan. You guys, I have this insane man up in the UP that constantly leaves me voicemail messages. I've blocked his number so the phone doesn't ring during the show, but the guy constantly uses foul language, absolutely just attacking me constantly about what we say and do on this show. I have his voicemails recorded. I'm contacting the Michigan State Police Trooper again, and I'm going to have him pay him a visit to his house. I am going to transcribe these voicemail messages into writing, and I'm going to go to court here in Antrim County where the crimes are being taken place against me, and I am going to get a restraining order and a PPO against this mentally deranged individual who keeps harassing me, has been harassing me for quite a while. I filed previous police reports. He's even contacted some of my advertisers and told them that they were idiots for supporting my show and keeping us on the radio. And I have testimony from them as well. I am going to file a complaint against this guy because he's mentally deranged. I have no idea what he would possibly be capable of doing in the future. And because of these voicemail messages, I can't trust his sanity. So I'm going to get a restraining order against them, a personal protection order. And when I get that through the courts, I'm going to put it out there on the radio. I'm going to tell you who he is. I'm going to tell you his phone number. And we're going to tell the truth. I'm fed up with this guy and his stupid voicemail messages, and I'm going to the authorities. So congratulations. Thanks for listening. You'll be hearing from the state trooper on your door very, very soon. Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky, he's running to be our next Attorney General, top law enforcement officer of the entire state of Michigan. He's going to be on the show in the next segment. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three on this Friday, February 20th. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He's an announced candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Michigan. He will be competing at the March 28th nominating endorsement convention down in Novi where the precinct delegates votes. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, I covered a MERS news story earlier this week where your opponent, Doug Lloyd, was on with Michael Patrick Schill, the Big Show, and he was basically whining, complaining that you will no longer debate him. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain what debates you guys have already participated in, what events, forums you guys have been together at, and basically why you've made this decision in your campaign, according to him, that you won't debate him before the nominating convention.
Well, when it comes to my opponent, I've actually debated, answered questions, been in forums way more than 18 times since last summer. The last time we actually answered questions in front of a group was even just last week. And the last time I saw my opponent was this Monday in Macomb County, where we spoke to hundreds of delegates. The thing is, though, when it comes to the delegates, they've had ample opportunities to see the contrast and also talk about our particular visions. And at this stage right now, with Convention Fest approaching, as you mentioned, both the county convention in addition to the endorsement convention, we are prioritizing direct one-on-one conversations with our delegates, and we're actually even hosting our own events. We have a big one coming up in Grand Rapids on March 2nd, and this is a really good way to connect with them. Because, again, it comes down to the precinct delegates who will be selecting AG, SOS, and all the other positions. And the thing I would really note, too, is, I mean, again, I'm not trying to brag. It's more so a testament to the delegates having heard us and having the opportunity to really see our visions. We won the Mackinac straw poll. We won the Ottawa endorsement. We won Berrien County by over 30 points. We've never been defeated in a straw poll. So with that being said, we just really want to speak with the delegates one-on-one and have our own events over really the last month that we have, because the time is really precious, and I'd rather spend it directly with them, talking to them about really keeping us safe, making sure that we restore constitutional rights, and last but not least, election integrity.
Well, one of the tactics that is being thrown at me, I'm not sure if this is actually coming from his campaign or simply his supporters, and I know you've addressed this before in the past, but there was some accusations years ago regarding domestic problems and your previous marriage, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to clear the air and tell the truth, speak to the people that this is a dirty smear tactic that somebody is perpetrating out there, pushing out there. And what do you have to say about that whole scenario?
Well, when it comes to any of that, that was a very, very long time ago. Nothing resulted from it. I'm not going to speak ill about my ex-wife. And this is a dirty smear that people have tried against President Trump, Secretary Hegseth, even Justice Kavanaugh. And they even attempted to do this against the current Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. It's not really resonating with folks. People just think that when it comes to all of that, that's done or spread by individuals when they know that they're losing. So we're just remaining positive. We're moving forward, and we're talking about the issues that matter to Michigan voters and delegates.
Now, one of the things that's been in the news nationally, of course, is this whole immigration enforcement situation in Minnesota, Minneapolis especially. But yet there are some people that are even alleging, claiming that we have those problems here in Michigan as well. In doing your research and talking with different groups, what are you hearing out there as you travel across the state of Michigan?
We have a lot of the, you know, same or similar concerns here in Michigan. I see it and I hear about it anywhere I go in the state. If we're taking a look at fraud, waste, and abuse, it's fairly, I think, rampant because I hear all these different stories. those particular allegations that people are making need to be investigated. There is the one allegation which actually resulted in criminal charges being filed in West Michigan, where millions of dollars were taken. But the thing is, though, that everyone needs to really keep in their mind, whether they're a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or if they're just an individual that is a taxpayer here in Michigan, if government money from the federal government was used in part or in full to fund some of these state programs that were not carefully managed, then we actually might be responsible for indemnifying, or in other words, paying back the federal government. And we're not just talking about a few million dollars. I mean, in Minnesota, you're looking at potentially, you know, $1 billion plus. So we have to be very, very careful about what's going on here, try to recoup as much money back if there was fraud, so that we can ultimately protect who? The Michigan taxpayer and every taxpayer across all of Michigan's 83 counties.
But one of the things that I think also was exposed and forced some changes in their motive operandi, the way they were doing things, and even the Democrats using it as a method or a reason, I should say, to shut down the government, a partial shutdown, due to funding of the Department of Homeland Security, based over ICE agents and things like that. What's your whole takeaway from that situation in Minneapolis, and do you think it was handled properly? And as the Attorney General here in Michigan, how would you prescribe to working with the federal agencies in enforcing federal laws regarding immigration?
Yeah, so again, when it comes to immigration law, that is completely federal, but I want to do what we have seen done successfully in Florida. In Florida, for example, they partner with the actual federal government. They have these things called 287G agreements. What these are, essentially all the sheriffs and all the counties partner with ICE. Not that they do ICE's job, but if they find someone that perhaps is here illegally, they will hold them and then turn them over to ICE so ICE in turn can do their job. We had a very unfortunate incident that happened here in Michigan over really the past few weeks. It's been developing. You had two Detroit police officers that pulled over some folks during a routine traffic stop. It became very evident that the individuals that they pulled over were not legal citizens or were not lawfully present within the United States. They contacted ICE, and that was good because actually one of them, the people that got detained, had a warrant. And what did the Detroit Police Department do? They didn't give them an award. They actually, even the police chief came out to say, we're going to suspend them. Then later, a few days went by, and then they said, well, we're going to intend to fire them. And in fact, yesterday, you had Speaker Matt Hall, and I posted about this on X, said that would be a really big mistake for the city of Detroit. We're trying to formulate a good relationship. Don't fire them. And then one of the police officers actually filed a federal lawsuit because of all that. Look, we should not vilify the men and women in blue. They uphold the Constitution of the United States in addition to the Michigan Constitution. And there's nothing wrong with partnering with ICE in order to keep Michigan families safe.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think comes out of all this is sanctuary cities. Talk about sanctuary cities, in your opinion, as the next Attorney General, what would your position be on these, and what would you be wanting or willing to do?
Yeah, so when it comes to sanctuary cities or sanctuary policies, I think that they're not helpful, number one, but also number two, that they potentially very much violate the Constitution, specifically due process. And as it relates to due process, there is this correlated or related thing called the state-created danger doctrine, which means that the cities or the municipalities cannot create or do something that would objectively put their citizens in danger or in harm's way. If you try to protect illegal aliens, that's a big problem, because we're not talking about, you know, harmless people 100%. We're talking about people that were not properly vetted. They're here in this country, and they can actually kill people. So as the Attorney General, I would actually audit all of the cities to see what their sanctuary policies are. I would let them know where they're constitutionally deficient. And if they don't actually take remedial action or try to fix it, well, then I'll take action utilizing the Constitution, specifically substantive due process, and go after them to protect all the citizens of Michigan. I think I said in your radio show last week when I was with you that you had the case of Ruby Garcia. She was a wonderful woman in her mid-20s, killed by an illegal alien, someone that should not have been here in the first place. And if we have policies that shield people from turning them over to ICE or to coordinate with the federal government, then you might have, unfortunately, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't happen, but you might have another Ruby Garcia. We cannot have this danger in our communities, and we cannot absolutely tolerate it.
Well, it's got to change this policy, this woke agenda that we've been forced to deal with for the previous four-year presidential administration, letting these people cross the borders, which, by the way, zero now for 7 months running have crossed the border since President Trump took over and reinforced the border. But basically, I think federal funding has got to be considered. If they continue with this agenda, this wokeness, I think they simply need to be defunded and see if that gets their attention.
Yeah, I think defunding is a strategy that is a strategy that the federal government can employ. It just takes, frankly, a lot of time, unfortunately, given that you have to go through Congress and there could be a filibuster in the Senate and all the other DC lingo and stuff that sure can happen. But you can also do that at the state level as well if we have a good Republican governor, a good Republican legislature. What I'm talking about is if we don't have these things come to fruition on day one, I'm going to be doing everything I possibly can constitutionally to protect the citizens here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your positions. We appreciate your honesty in answering the questions, standing up. So bottom line, you're going to be on the phone dialing and trying to talk to precinct delegates directly one-on-one. Is that the game plan?
The game plan is actually traveling all around the state, whether that's going to be by phone or having our own meetings that we actually have folks coming to. I mean, again, we're going to be March 2nd in Grand Rapids. We actually contacted all the delegates about that particular event. We hope they come, because we're going to be talking not just about winning the endorsement convention, but frankly, the strategy that we're going to be employing to make Michigan absolutely ruby red again, because we've been talking to donors and other groups, both here in Michigan, in addition to all around the nation, that have a very big interest in what is happening here, because this will be a prime pickup opportunity to only get the third Republican Attorney General since what? The 1950s, believe it or not.
Wow. The 1950s.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good luck on it. And the website for people, if they want to check you out, Kevin?
Yeah, they could go to kevin4mi.com. That's kevinforMI.com. And let's make Michigan red again. And thanks for all the support from all the delegates. It's been tremendous and only keeps growing.
Very good. Have a good day, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.